Howdy, neighbors. Come on in. Come right on inside and make yourselves comfortable. As you all know, this is the little country church of Hollywood, nestling here on the side of a hill amongst the flowers and trees. And you're always welcome. Parson and Sister Hopkins are mighty happy this week. It's the week of their wedding anniversary, so they're eating out it all the week amongst the neighbors. Of course, everybody wishes them well and many more happy years of married life. It happens that today, they've spent the most of the day with Joshua Elkins and his wife. Of course, Brother and Sister Elkins always honor anybody a lot when they have them spend the day, because Brother Elkins is the sole and only editor of the Bugle. I think you all can pick up the Parson and Sister Hopkins on the way to church.
You know, Josiah, I just can't realize we've been married 31 years.
Yes, that's true, honey.
Yeah.
Get up there, then. 31 years. It ain't so long when you come to think of it. It just seems long. Get up.
Oh, thank you. So it seems long, does it?
Honey, I didn't mean it that way. I mean that it's longer than it seems. That's what I really meant.
Oh,
get up there.
You're making it worse.
Get up there.
I didn't think it was as long as all that. It's been mighty happy to me.
To me, too. Get up there. In fact, I don't think any human people is ever happier than we've been these 31 years.
Now, that sounds better.
Get up there.
Just I want to ask you a question. Will you tell me the truth on our wedding anniversary week?
Sure, Will. I've always told you the truth. Now, don't.
Yes, you do, Josiah. I'll say that about you. Well, stop, Dan, now, and I'll tell you what's on my mind.
Yeah, and I bound you I can tell you what the question is. Ooh.
Well, it ain't much. It's just this.
Boy.
Or you think I'm fishing for a compliment?
No, I won't, honey. No, I won't. Now, you can't get too many compliments anyway. Now, go on.
Well, it's just this. What is the secret of our happiness for all these years? Well, you know, that is as far as I've helped out.
Well, that's an easy question. Dan Hopkins, you stand still there now. You see, my doctrine is, sir, that there are seven things that makes a home happy. That is, as far as the wife goes.
Hmm.
Now, the first one is faith in a husband. Then the other six don't matter. Now, you be just honest as I was now. What's my best pint? That is, if I have any. Ooh, boy. Ooh.
Well, let's see. Josiah, there's two things about you that come up in my mind.
Now, nothing discouraging, honey. Not this week, anyway.
Oh. Oh, no, they're all encouraging.
Honest?
Yes, I never was more honest.
Well, go on now and tell me what.
Well, when we haven't had much of anything else, I've noticed that our little home has always been your pride and joy.
Well, that covers it all, don't it?
In a way, yes.
Yes, it does.
But there's one more thing. You've tried awful hard, I've noticed, to make everybody else happy.
Well, I sure thank you for that, Sarah. Get up, bad boy. You know that's a whole lot bigger than having a lot of land without it, or money piled up if that's all you got. Get up there.
Oh, we've had our ups and downs, though.
Yeah, everybody has, honey.
Yes, but traveling along together as husband and wife, it's sort of like going out on the Zion Hill Road.
Yeah.
As you climb the road up over the mountain, the mists hide the things in the valley.
Ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
You know, mists have their uses, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, they're like forgetting the unpleasant things. And I reckon when we all get up to heaven, forgetfulness will completely wipe out life's unpleasant things.
What are you laughing at?
Yeah, what Joshua Elkins was telling me today about a couple that sent him a write-up of their coming wedding.
Oh.
Yeah, then the bridegroom, he sent him another word that it was all off.
Oh, what in the world happened?
Well, you know them McNabs over there in Obion County.
Oh, sure I do. They live right across the county line there on the Pleasant Valley Road.
Yeah, sure they do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems that Sandy McNab was setting determined to marry Bessie McGraw.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was. They had some sort of tilt, though, and called it all off.
Oh, that was too bad.
Yeah, but wait, that ain't all. They got married anyway.
Oh, changed their minds again.
Yeah, you see, they broke off the wedding, and then Sandy, he went to get the wedding ring that he'd give to Bessie, you know.
Yeah.
But she'd got so fat that he couldn't get the ring off, so he married her to save the ring.
Oh, the ridiculous idea.
Now, you slow down.
But then you're not like that, Josiah.
Look at you, Dan Hopkins. Take it easy. Just like me, getting sentimental. You carry on something awful. Get back on the road down. Slow down like you ought to. Coming to this here church. Shame on you. You saw that, bro.
Burning, burning, a soul may be sinking tonight in darkness. Keep the light burning, burning, burning. Steady.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy, everybody.
How are you? Oh, just all of you all know what the week is, don't you?
Yeah,
31 years. We've put up with each other. Oh, no, I didn't mean to say that. We better get to singing. Every time I've said something today, I've got my foot in my mouth every time I've opened it. I wish you all would sing that pretty piece there, number 104, Saved by Grace. Lovely song. Mighty pretty. I like that duet with two in it, and the rest of you boys bearing them up on it. You know, I think you can hash up pieces like that and make them awful touchy, and that is awful pretty. I'll tell you, there's another one. Let's see what you all can do with that. I love to just give them to you and see what you can do with it. Your Friend. You all touch that enough. Some fella was asking me which day of this week was our anniversary, and I said, anniversary day, nothing. It's a whole week. You can't celebrate no wedding anniversary after you've lived together 31 years and no day, so we are eating around wherever they asked us out, and the whole day's weeks all tuck up day by day. And are we having a time this week? And everywhere I go, I'm a-talking on it, and here's the thought that's in my mind this morning. Of course, it might sound sort of weak to y'all, but it's awful, awful precious to me, thinking over these 31 years. Of course, we ain't never had a lot that others have had. We ain't got no land and ain't got nothing like that, but we've got so much. And a story comes up in my mind. Somebody's telling me over in one of the other counties nearby, there was a feller that lived down in the valley. And he never had been up on the mountain. It's about 4 miles up there, and you had to go around and come back on the other side. He never had strayed off that fur. But looking up there, the house was gold. Every evening, from about 4 o'clock on until sundown, it was a gold house, and he was set and determined to go up there and see it. Said he wanted to have him one like it, and he was so restless and miserable. Just wore himself out a-wishing for that gold house on the hill. Well, one day he started out, and he went away around, and he clam up there and got up to that house, and what you reckon he found out? He found out that when he looked down in the valley, that little old house of his was gold, too. You see what it was? It was the sunbeams a-glancing on the windows that made it gold. And so I've been a-saying to Sarah, it ain't what you got, honey, it's the way you look at it. If you look at it with peace and satisfaction and love and happiness, it turns might and I everything to gold. I thought that might be a sort of a good talk on our anniversary week. And we sure wish you all well, every one of y'all that's got an anniversary. Hope you all will be as happy as we've been. Neighbors, I reckon it's about time to bring the meeting to a close, and I thought I couldn't do no better than to ask us all to make a resolve, and that is, instead of adding up our own conveniences and miseries, let's thank God for the blessings that we do have. Well, goodbye, neighbors.
Goodbye, everybody.